I know that not everyone relates to my sports analogies, but bear with me. We're in the heart of my favorite football season. You know, it's high school playoffs, college, and NFL are really, the games are starting to matter. My fantasy football teams are doing well, you know, so I'm loving this time of year. And there's just something about football because it always has, you know, those plays that just stay with you, right? The miracle plays, the Hail Marys, you know, those things that just resonate throughout the years, those ones you never forget. And one of the top plays that I'll never forget actually comes at our high school level, you know, Annandale High School football, right? The name sort of sticks out to people. And of course, I may be biased because it's my own little brother. My little brother had a play. He was a fullback and a middle linebacker for Annandale. Well, this time in this play in particular, he was carrying the ball and he fumbled. He let the whole team down, right? And you know, when a fumble happens, so many times you see a guy just fall apart, right? What happens is a person pouts. They start to blame their teammates. Where were you? You know, you missed your block. Even now you see guys, they start to blame their gloves, right? I need better gloves, more stickiness, right? But the thing about this play was while the defender picked up the ball and started running the other way and was juking and jiving, my brother got back up. And he ran him down, and he tackled him enough to cause him to fumble the ball for his teammates to recover. The play became known as the Great Double Fumble. And I just think about that, especially in light of this last line. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. And I think, how many times in our lives do we feel like we're the ones who are just knocked down, that we've fumbled the ball, that we just have nothing left, and all we want to do is pout, that all we want to do is blame others? I mean, there are so many of you in these pews right now that's exactly where your life is. Some of you, it's in your marriages, but you just feel empty, you feel lost, you feel like you got nothing left. Some of you, it's in your jobs, in your workplaces, in your friendships, in your families. And you just wonder, how are you going to get back up? But our Lord says, by your perseverance, what is your next step? That's how you will secure your lives. These readings are all about the end times as we come to an end of ordinary time. You know, how are we going to secure eternal life? It's all about how we will continue to get up. Because he didn't say, you know, if the world will knock us down. The gospel is saying over and over again that it will happen to you. You will be turned over. You will be knocked down. You will be tackled. You will have nothing left. Even your own family will turn against you. And in those moments, how will you respond? That's the question. If you truly want to be my disciple, if you truly want to have eternal life, how will you get back up? That's where the Lord calls us today. And it's not a matter of if, it's just when is it going to happen? And some of you, the next step is just simply coming into the pews once again today. To come before the Lord and say, Lord, I just need you one more day. Give me the grace to take the next step. For today is a new day. Tomorrow will be another. And I must never give up. Because even though those times come, those times where even our faith is challenged, there are so many people each and every day that all they do is they finally just quit. They quit coming to these pews. They quit coming to Him. And that's when they feel lost. But our Lord says all He can do is invite us. All He can do is continue to always be here for us. The choice is up to us. And so once again today, as we receive the most holy Eucharist, once again today, as we hear these words, we say, Lord, we will persevere. We will choose. We will fight. We will not give up. And so we continue to make that choice once again today, because we do not know what tomorrow will bring. We do not know what our future will hold, but we know where we are going. We know where our eyes are fixed. We know that eternal life is the end goal. And so once again, Lord, we choose you. We persevere, and by that choice, our lives will be secure. Amen.
Amen.